Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Much of Virginia's economy may have recovered from the recession, but the school system has not. In other states, per-pupil spending stagnated for a few years, then started going up. In Virginia, though, per-pupil spending dropped, then recovered slightly, but it's remained essentially flat and below the national average. Jim Livingston at the Virginia Education Association says public schools never really recovered from the recession when lawmakers cut $1 billion from school budgets.
What people don't realize, and frankly, I don't know that many legislators realize, that is $1 billion year over year. So over the past decade, K-12 education in Virginia has been cut $10 billion. That's billion with a B.
Chris Duncombe at the Commonwealth Institute says recent years have seen proposals to put a bit more money back into public education.
We're still pretty far down when you look at per student funding. We're about 10% below where we were per student in 2009, right now, if you adjust for inflation.
In the coming weeks, lawmakers will consider a proposal to give teachers a 2% raise. That would be paid for with federal funds tied to expanding health insurance for people who live in poverty or with disabilities, although lawmakers are still arguing about whether they want to go down that road right now. I'm Michael Pope.